He looked at the stairs for a moment, like he was expecting Cookie to come bounding down them. "I guess you could say she's retired," he said. "Isn't she awfully young for that?" I asked. Even though I'd never seen her, in my mind she was young and hot like him. "She spends a lot of time in a special home," he said. "Oh, then she does charity work." He looked at the stairs again, then changed the subject. "Twins, eh?" I nodded. "Not identical." He grinned. "I never would have guessed. I don't understand how twins can be so different. You girls look nothing alike." I smiled. "Two separate eggs. Like regular sisters, except we came into the world at the same time. Identical twins are a split egg. I learned that in a medical magazine at the doctor's office. See, Cookie took her size after Mama and her coloring after Daddy. I took my coloring after Mama and my size after Daddy." "Who were your parents? Were they from around here?" I glared at him. He was meddlesome. "I'm sorry," he said. "I don't mean to pry. I'm interested in people. I can't help it." "Mama was from Tennessee," I said. "Her name was Mahala Mugulyos Carrico. I doubt you knew her." "What kind of name is that? Like Italian?"
"Irish."
He frowned. "It doesn't sound Irish."
"Black Irish," I said.
"And your dad? He Irish too?"
"Freddie Joe McCaughey," I said. "Reddish blonde hair. Freckles. Nope. He was Cherokee."
Sheriff Ransom smiled. "Not quite the stereotypes. So I see that Fawcett is your dad's uncle." I nodded.
Why was he so polite? That bothered me. Nice-looking men were not supposed to be polite. Old guys with no teeth and stiff gray whiskers were supposed to be nice. And, according to Bob, no politician or lawman could ever be trusted. I wasn't sure what category to put this playboy of a sheriff in, but I didn't like him. I didn't like how perfect his face was or how white his teeth were. I didn't like his black eyes or his silky hair. Mostly, I didn't like how he seemed to be at ease around me, a complete stranger. The sooner I got away from this fake person, the better. I heard Cookie sniffling and grunting before she ever appeared at the top of the stairs. Descending stairs took her twice as long as it would have taken me, because she had weak knees. Sheriff Ransom surprised me by offering her his arm and helping her down the stairs. "Let's get you gals over to the jail," he said. Cookie had to turn sideways to get off the bottom stair because her hips wouldn't fit between the rail and the wall. Uncle Fawcett was sitting huddled in the corner of his cell when we got there. He was clothed now. "Where'd you find his clothes?" I asked. "Right where he left them in the alley," the sheriff said. "I'm sure he had some help getting back into them." Uncle Fawcett looked so small and afraid. Cookie went to the bars and put her hands on them. "Uncle Fawcett?" He looked up with teary eyes. "Violi?"
"Who's Violi?" Sheriff Ransom asked.
"His daughter," I said. "She's been dead for years now."
"Take me home, Violi. Take me home."
Cookie sobbed.
"We will. We'll take you home."
After we'd gotten Uncle Fawcett in the back seat of the van and Cookie was seated under the wheel, the sheriff leaned on my door. "He's not going to get any better, ladies. You really need to understand that." He reached into his pocket and retrieved a business card. "My friend who runs the home. This is her card. Call it if you need to. I'm telling you, I know these people. It's a good place." "We'll take care of him," I said. "Thank you for your help." The sheriff looked at me with an expression I couldn't read, one I wasn't familiar with. "Y'all be careful on your way home now, you hear?" Was he making fun of us by trying to sound more country? Why the sudden shift into local dialect? "Thank you," I said. He smiled and Cookie drove away. I watched him in my side mirror. his hands hooked on his belt loops. He stared after us, growing smaller and smaller until I couldn't see him anymore. "Something about him bothers me," I said. "Well, I don't know whether it's his kindness or his pretty face," Cookie said. "He was very nice to us. He reminds me of Thomas Jeffrey in a way." I studied my sister for a moment. Thomas Jeffrey was the only boy she had ever loved. He was the only boy who hadn't made fun of her until she locked herself in her room and wanted to die. Thomas Jeffrey had grown up with severe asthma. Like Cookie, he had been burnt the brunt of a million jokes hurled by good old boys and preppy girls. When the two first met in the candy aisle of our local grocery store, it had practically been love at first sight. I guess I didn't have room to criticize. I'd married the first man to enter my life, too. Bob had seen me at the county fair when I was 16. He told me I was the prettiest damn girl he had ever seen and started calling me after that. Mama didn't care that he was older. But Uncle Fawcett had a fit. Still, I married him because he was my first love, my only love. "I don't think he's like Thomas Jeffrey," I said. "Did you see him, Cookie? He looks like a daggum movie star."
"Thomas Jeffrey is just as handsome," Cookie said.
"That's not what I mean," I said. And Thomas Jeffrey was not just as handsome. But hey, the old cliche, love is blind, was obviously true.
I meant that I wished he hadn't kept telling us that Uncle Fawcett wasn't going to get better. How does he know? What gives him the right to say that?
"Yeah, I know what you mean there," she said. "But I meant that he was nice in the way he sounded and the way he helped me down the stairs." Then my sister looked in the mirror and saw Uncle Fawcett staring out the back window, his face as blank as the window pane.
"He's not the same anymore," she said. "That pretty sheriff was right. He's never gonna be the same again."
I felt them coming. Tears, not mine, Cookie's. She could be fine one minute, then all at once she would think some thought, and that thought would send her into a week-long depression or worse. There were other pressing matters to think about, too, like what to do with Uncle Fawcett, and what bothered me most, how would Bob react?